Back in the 1980s, something called the internet was gaining a bit of attention. It was revolutionary, but not so glamorous. The early internet was basically just text, really hard to use and inaccessible to most of us. But then, 30 years ago this week, that all changed. Here's NPR's Julian Ring.
On April 30th, 1993, something called the World Wide Web launched into the public domain.
Interactive appetite, searching for a website, a window to the world, got to get online.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set, you're going surfing on the internet.
The World Wide Web allowed anyone to build a website with pictures, video, and sound. And it was easy to navigate.
How do you get to the NPR homepage?
You type in www.npr.org, hit return, and you're there.
Pretty easy.
If the internet enabled computers to talk to each other, then the web defined how we actually use it. And with the web in the public domain, the internet quickly blossomed into a vibrant online canvas, the same one that we use today.
The web really is an abstract idea of a universal space for all information.
This is the guy who invented the World Wide Web. His name is Tim Berners-Lee, and back in 1993, he worked at a physics lab in Switzerland called CERN. You might know it today for its huge particle accelerators. Here's Berners-Lee on NPR's Fresh Air, talking about one of the web's most game-changing features, something we use every day, the hyperlink.
If you're reading an article which isn't really what you wanted to know, but it refers to something that is what you wanted to read about, then you can jump to that, you can jump and jump and jump to things more and more relevant until you find exactly what you want.
Here's the thing. Berners-Lee could have made a fortune off people clicking on hyperlinks. He had the option to license out the web for profit, but he didn't. He believed that keeping the web as open as possible would help it grow. So the 37-year-old researcher asked his employer for permission to take the World Wide Web and just give it away. No patents, no fees.
That was probably what was most important in making it take off.
There are now 5.5 million Americans connecting to consumer online services.
More than 24 million people in the United States and Canada already use the internet.
The total number of websites is doubling every 2 months.
Today, nearly two-thirds of the world's population uses the web to visit hundreds of millions of active pages. The web has revolutionized how we communicate and gather, how we work and learn. But it's also expanded the reach of propaganda and disinformation, and it's completely upended our standards of privacy. Berners-Lee predicted some of these ramifications decades ago.
Do users now know, when they're getting something which is fair and unbiased, do they know how to tell the difference between news, op-ed, editorial, and advertising on the web?
In an interview with NPR's Talk of the Nation in 2002, he said the web is really a reflection of us. And that's by design.
The web pages you see are written by people. You're looking at a certain subset of the churning mass of humanity out there. So it's not that the web is itself an animal, but it's that the society is this really exciting decentralized thing. Mm-hmm. And the web, fortunately, is more or less able to echo it.
Julian Ring, NPR News.